Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the 4 o'clock happy hour. And I'm feeling quite happy, A, because we got a fine guest joining us momentarily. He's Scott Ross, live via phone. And also, we're going to do some hashtag Walker bashing.
Excellent.
Let's welcome him in. Scott Ross, our good friend and fine guest, a Wisconsin ethics commissioner, a Gemini, a firebrand, and a friend of ours. Scott, how you been, man?
Hey, Scott.
I was doing great. I was all excited to talk to the two of you via Zoom and everything. And then my phone, because, you know, I have Sprint, which is like what everybody from the 1940s has for their cell service. I was unable to send the invite from my phone to my email. And so it is just literally sitting there, as it has been for 7 minutes now, with the little circle spinning, trying to send my email. So I apologize to all of your viewers who would otherwise be seeing my ratty face, that I will have to deny you that pleasure this one time.
They seem just fine with it, Scott.
I miss your ready face, Scott.
Hey, Scott, let's talk about the former gubernator of the great state of Wisconsin. No one misses his ugly mug. Scott Walker, he was for absentee voting before his guy Donald Trump lost, and now he's absolutely against absentee voting, although he's got a personal history of absentee voting over and over and over again. And in fact, Scott Ross, he even did a video earlier this year encouraging Republican voters to go out there and, you know, absentee vote. What do you think changed, Scott?
I think that I've had to deal with this Walker guy and his voter suppression stuff, you know, for the better part of, what, the last 20 years he's been working on these things. You know, he passed a number of anti-voting bills when he was the governor, signed a bunch when he was the governor. In fact, I don't know if you remember or not, but one of the ways in which the Republicans tried to get the Wisconsin senators to return to Wisconsin from Illinois was by bringing voter ID to the floor of the state Senate to pass. So I wasn't surprised to see Scott Walker come out against voting because people went out to the polls, particularly young people and black and brown voters. And when black and brown voters go to the polls, Republicans have a tantrum because they, you know, they insist this racist big lie that when black and brown people vote, that they're somehow fraud. And so Scott Walker, being a complete and total champion of that racist philosophy, was tweeting the other day about how we need to get rid of absentee voting, and I couldn't help myself. I went to myvotewi.gov, and looked Walker up, and, well, the guy who wants to get rid of absentee voting voted absentee 13 of the last 17 elections. So going back to when he last won an election, you know, I decided to do that. So going back 7 years to the last time that Scott Walker actually won an election, he has voted absentee 13 of 17 times. And on a lark, you know, I saw there was a story about it in the newspaper the other day. On a lark today, I decided to go in and take a look at the Walker family, because maybe it's not just Scott Walker who's the, you know, who's accessing early voting or absentee voting when he wants to get rid of it. Let's see about all the times that his family, you know, decided to do the opposite of what Scott did and vote at the polls. And, well, it turns out that his wife has voted absentee 10 of the last 12 elections. His oldest son has voted absentee 11 of the last 12 elections. And his youngest son has voted absentee 5 of the last 7 elections. Interestingly enough, the three of them did not vote in the last election. We just had the primary for Department of Public Instruction, which Walker came out and did an endorsement in it, but the three of them didn't actually vote in that election. I don't know if it's because they don't live in the state anymore or something. There have been rumors that Team Walker moved to, you know, Washington, D.C. or Virginia or something. But none of those three appear, according to the website, to have voted in the last election, which I think is also interesting.
Scott Walker has not been gainfully employed, near as I can tell, since like January of 2019. My understanding, just a little bit earlier this month, he finally took the reins at the, you know, Young Nazi Youth Organization, the Reagan Worship Society, whatever it's called. 2 years without a real job. I mean, what was the guy doing, Scott?
Well, he was trolling women and people of color on Twitter. I mean, that essentially looked like what it was his job. He had three things he was doing. One, he was, you know, trying to dive as deeply into the rectal canal of Donald Trump as humanly possible. Second was to attack women on Twitter. And the third was to attack black and brown people on Twitter. And sometimes, you know, he'd get a trifecta, you know, when going after somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So that's what he basically was doing. I mean, he does that. He posts about, you know, things that he did 10 years ago, 8 years ago. He apparently now is employed. Not only is he employed by the Young Fascists or Americans for Freedom or Fascism or whatever it is, but he will be speaking at the big CPAC clavern coming up, I guess, this week, where all the brightest luminaries in the constellation of Republicanism will be on hand to talk about how Donald Trump apparently still thinks he's president.
Scott Ross, did you see the wanker's newest Twitter trick? He now takes, you know, a source article, let's say Scott Walker at the Washington Times writing an op-ed, and then he'll use one of the other various Twitter accounts that he, you know, maintains control over, let's call it the Young Hitler Youth or something of that sort. But the other day he double-crossed himself. Scott Walker tweeted out Scott Walker as a retweet. I felt like that was something of a Twitter faux pas.
Well, yeah, he wouldn't be the first Gen Xer or Boomer to mess up on Twitter, that's for sure. And I say that as somebody who has deleted more tweets than I can than I would care to admit. But, you know, again, this thing all gets back to this, which is people went out and voted and Republicans want to stop voting. And, you know, Herr Dewey Strobel from over in, you know, Sockville has decided to put out six bills, I think it was today, just going after all the things that people use during this pandemic in order to be able to cast their ballot and go to the election, be able to cast their ballot and participate in the election. And we can all laugh about Walker being a hypocrite because he is, but here's the thing. I mean, you know, and your listeners may want to can do this in the privacy of their own homes, but think about the most hypocritical things that you've done in your life. And, like, they're not showing good character on your behalf. You know, and so when somebody is so publicly, you know, it's one thing to be hypocritical in your personal life, but when somebody is so publicly hypocritical and so provably false, so devoid of the feeling of consequence by the things that they say, it really does look like a character defect. You know, some may say bordering on sort of sociopathy, because that sort of disconnect that you feel like no matter what you say, it doesn't matter what the truth is, because you don't have to worry about the truth. It's just, you know, and I think that's the challenge that Democrats have had, and I think the media has had, with what's been going on with the Republican Party in the last 5 years in particular, because truth apparently has no place. It used to be just an inconvenient hurdle. It is now just wholly, ignored. You know, there was a story in the paper the other day, on the news the other day, they contacted all 50 U.S. senators. CBS News contacted all 50 U.S. senators to say if Joe Biden won the election, and only five of them got back to them.
Wow. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Scott Ross, Mr. Ethics, Firebrand, and Gemini, and, of course, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Scott, I saw an article, I think it was in the General Sentinel, or maybe it was even written up after Scott Walker's tweet talking about how we should, you know, limit this absentee voting. And, of course, I remember him doing that little video, did the same thing, jumped up, found it online, retweeted it outright back to back. You can see what he says now. You can see what he said then. But my question is, it's one thing for a guy like Scott Walker to have some sociopathy, but what about the people who would vote for him, the voters themselves, getting these mixed messages from people like Scott Walker? Does it impact his credibility with his own voters, in your opinion, Scott?
I think that one side has become so radicalized, you know, where if you admit there's a truth, you're somehow weak. You know, I mean, we were at the point, remember, where if you admitted COVID could cause death, you were anti-Trump. You were perceived as anti-Trump. So, you know, again, you know, we just crossed that horrendous 500,000 death toll because of COVID. And if you think about, you know, a year ago, what Trump was saying about, you know, this will be gone, like, you know, it'll be gone, no problem, don't have to worry about it. How we allowed partisans like Robin Voss and his, you know, his ilk to make wearing a mask a political issue, where, you know, whether or not people can get the vaccine in cities is now a political issue. You know, they are part of, you know, these Republicans are just, you know, they're taking us down this incredibly, we are on this incredibly dangerous path that we have not gotten off of. I do think Joe Biden might be the right person at this time, but I also fear that, you know, without real action and real action quickly, people are going to get disheartened, and when people get disheartened, those out of power tend to be able to get back into power, and that's rather scary because you think about where our country would be had you know, Biden not won.
Well, Scott Ross, you know what Scott Walker was advocating for just yesterday? Less talk, more action. You know, like photo ID and signature verification and absentee ballots. Got to, you know, narrow that. Scott Ross, our good friend, thank you so much for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates today. Thanks, Scott. Bye, Scott.
Thanks, right, Scott. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Blame it on the Sprint phone. More Devil's Advocates. Couldn't be our fault.
What do you think of these online reports that say you had a love child in college?
I'm going to be dating her in 10 years.
Just because he says it doesn't make it true.
Freedom.